You are listening to the Alternative Story podcast, where we talk about mental health and its intersections with various aspects of our lives. Our podcast takes an intersectional feminist and self-compassionate lens to discuss some frequently and not so frequently asked questions about mental health.
Hey everyone, this is Paris from the Alternative Story. Today I'm here to do a quick conversation with all of you about one of the questions that most often comes to me in therapy and is also the subject of quite a few memes. So let's just get right into it. One of the questions that I get asked most often as a therapist is, has my childhood screwed me up for life? Have I been scarred for life by my childhood? So let's talk a little bit about childhood traumas. So one of the things that you need to know about childhood traumas is that most kinds of traumas that one experiences during childhood, whether they are physical abuse, whether they are emotional abuse, whether they are sexual abuse, lead to what is called as traumas of attachment or, you know, early relational traumas. Now, what attachment traumas or traumas of attachment really basically mean is that there is a disturbance in the attachment pattern between a child and their primary caregivers. Now, a primary caregiver basically is a parent or any responsible adult who was charged with caregiving for you. So even if you didn't grow up and were not taken care of by your biological parents, then any caregiver qualifies as a caregiver or as somebody who was considered as an early source of care, support, emotional succor. So that's what the basic definition is. Now, this has been a topic of curiosity in psychology for a long period of time. And there is an entire discipline of psychology called as developmental psychology, which studies normal and what is called as abnormal development. So there are a lot of theorists right from the time of Freud to you have Adler, Erikson, Piaget, Bronfenbrenner, and many other theorists who have opined about normal development and what are the consequences if there is any deviation from that path when it comes to normal development. So in this brief conversation, I'm just going to talk about two quick factors. One is childhood trauma and the other is resilience. Because while a lot of us may have unfortunately experienced trauma in childhood, there is also tremendous resilience that children possess. And quite often, while one cannot cancel the other out, nothing's going to take away the experience of the fact that you underwent trauma. It gives you the tools, it gives you the protective factors that equip you to cope with trauma and move on in life. So let's firstly just answer the question in a yes or no format. Has your childhood screwed you up for life? Is this a life sentence? Are you never going to be whole again? No, that's absolutely not true. Childhood trauma definitely does have far-reaching and long-lasting effects, but by no means does it mean that you are a broken person, you are an emotionally stunted person, you will never be, you know, somebody who can lead a fulfilling and satisfying life. None of these things are true. So I think that's one of the things that we need to understand when it comes to, you know, childhood traumas. Now, like I said, traumas of attachment during childhood can happen both by commission or by omission. What that means is basically it can happen because of something that a caregiver did to you, or it can happen because of something that they failed to do, like neglect, for example. Harsh words, beatings, or any kind of ill treatment, whether it's physical, emotional, sexual, from your parents while growing up, does obviously count as childhood trauma, but so does neglect. Your parent not being there, you constantly being worried that your parent will leave or abandon or be hurt in some way and not make it back safely, or you actually being abandoned and ignored and neglected by your parents for large periods of time are also attachment-related traumas. And of course, there are a lot of issues that, you know, that are theoretically said to emanate from this later on in adulthood. Now, one of the stereotypes is the idea of daddy issues, and it is quite often negatively used, you know, in the context of women. But I want to tell you very clearly that childhood trauma is something that affects persons of all genders, and it's not that your gender identity makes you more resilient or more immune to childhood trauma. So does this affect cishet men? Absolutely, it does. It's something that needs to be talked about and isn't talked about enough. So that's just a stereotype. That's just a myth. I just want to tell you about that. Now, one of the landmark studies on childhood trauma is called as the ACEs study. ACEs is spelled as A-C-E, and it stands for Adverse Childhood Events. Yeah. So the ACEs study was basically a study which was done in the United States of America in the late 1980s, if I'm not mistaken. And the results of it were published somewhere in the early 90s. And basically, the ACEs study looked at the link between childhood trauma and chronic health conditions and social and emotional problems that people may develop later on in adulthood. So they looked at a bunch of things, really. They looked at the connection between childhood traumas and stuff like heart disease, stuff like cancer, of course, mental illness like depression, or even the likelihood of becoming a perpetrator of violence or being the survivor of violence later on, and also looking at becoming a survivor of a crime later on or dying of suicide. So it was quite an extensive study. It had quite a big sample size at that point in time, and it was very historic, you know, in psychology. It's something that you should really, really read if you get the chance to. But one of the important things to come out of that study, besides its findings, was this questionnaire called as the ACEs questionnaire. And the ACEs questionnaire basically is a 10-item questionnaire which talks about some specific kinds of trauma. So it talks about physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, physical neglect, and emotional neglect. Yeah. And basically, these five kinds of traumas have 2 items each. And people ask, what is the cutoff score? Well, the ideal score on a questionnaire like this is hopefully you don't have any adverse childhood experiences. But the study basically predicted that on the ACEs questionnaire, if you have 4 or more as your score, then that increases your likelihood to develop the aforementioned conditions. Now, that does not necessarily mean that if you have experienced 4 or more items which are mentioned on this questionnaire, then this means that you are doomed to a life, you know, of suffering and pain and mental illness. There is also another factor over there called as resilience. And resilience basically is a construct or an idea which comes from the field of positive psychology. And in positive psychology, we really look at how are people happy? How do people bounce back from problems? How do people survive tragedies and move ahead in life? And in a time like this, where the world is seeing a pandemic like Corona, resilience is definitely something that would be really, really helpful to talk about. So resilience and the questionnaire, which talks about resilience, was something that was developed in the early 2000s. And it was updated, you know, a few years ago in 2013. And the scoring system of this questionnaire is also based similarly on the ACE questionnaire. So this one, instead of 10, it has 14 items. And some of the things that it looks at is your relationship with your biological parents. It looks at relationship that your family had with society. It looks at your relationship with extended family and relatives. It looks at how safe you felt, how emotionally supported you felt, and your belief and outlook about the world while growing up. You know, we'll link both of these questionnaires in the description of this podcast so that you can take a look at both of them. But essentially, what we're basically trying to say to you is that the ACEs study is something which has helped a lot of people validate and identify that their experiences were traumatic and that the mental illnesses or the challenges with their mental health that they faced later on in life or were facing in their life were not their fault, were not an individual shortcoming, but were a consequence of the challenges that they faced. And when we look at resilience as another component additionally to this, we realize that not only has there been suffering, but there has been resistance to that suffering. So, you know, it's important for us to also look at the role of resilience and resistance when we talk about childhood traumas or atrocities of any kind. So I think the point that I'm trying to make through this short and concise sharing with you right now is that definitely childhood experiences and childhood traumas do play a role in shaping the person that you are in the future, but you are not limited or you are not defined by what happened to you in your childhood, even if it was a painful and a traumatic one. And one of the things that ensures that you are not what your childhood was, or you are not just the traumatic experiences that happened to you in your childhood, is the role of resilience. And resilience is something that is internal to you. It is something that can be enhanced through corrective emotional experiences in therapy and outside of therapy. So the bottom line is that even if there has been a dark past, there is no rule which says that you can't have, you know, a bright future, that you can't have hope and happiness and joy and love and all those meaningful and fulfilling experiences which one thinks one will never be able to have if they've had a painful childhood. So do read up about the ACE study and the resilience questionnaire. We'll share the links with you in the bottom of this podcast. And if this has sparked some thoughts in your mind about what's happened in your childhood or what's going on currently in your life, and you'd like to, you know, explore that in therapy, it's never a bad time to do that. Please reach out to us at hello@alternativestory.in, and we'd be happy to help you. And until next time, this is Paris saying bye-bye and take care.